Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is your host, Pamela Cummins, on Psychics Gone Wild. Thank you so much for listening today. I just want to let people know, I see people, I think they're getting kicked out of the queue, and the chat room, please know that it is not me. It's Blog Talk. The only time I've actually only threw someone out of the chat room once and someone off of the queue once, and that was because he was being perverted, and I won't tolerate that. So please know that it is not me. Anyhow, Psychics Gone Wild is here 5 days, sometimes 6 days a week. It varies. So please follow Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk. You can also go to our website, psychicsgonewild.com, and find out all kinds of information on the host. The song you just heard was called Mystic Kiss, very beautiful song, and it's by Diane Garris. Her first name is spelled D-Y-A-N, Garris, G-A-R-R-I-S.com. She's a good friend of mine. I am also a subcontract for her on her site, voiceoftheangels.com. I've known Diane for over 3 years. You can also find her music on my website, www.pamelacumminscom, and it is underneath the link Music on Pamela's Show, something like that. So you can find Diane Garris over there. And while you're at my website, I have a lot of stuff that I give away free. My blog is there. You can get purchase readings there. If you're not comfortable talking, I also do email readings. I'm a writer. I'm an author, so I really do enjoy writing. And it's not like a yes or no. It is in detail when you ask a question. Let me think. I feel like I'm forgetting something. The other thing is I am the host of the Love Channel show, which is on Tuesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. This week I have Marianne Brownlee. She is from Australia. Wish me luck. I'm going to be doing Skype the first time with Blog Talk. She has an amazing story, Facing Demons, and we will be talking about her story, her path of healing, and how she became a healing. It should be really interesting. Excuse me. The other thing I want to announce is that I've been with Psychics Gone Wild for, oh, God, it's probably over a year now. And my guides have been giving me guidance that I'm supposed to move in a new direction. So next Tuesday will be my last time hosting on Psychics Gone Wild. I'm sure Jethro and I are on good terms before anybody says anything. Jethro and I will always be on good terms. We probably will be guests on each other's shows here and there. And he's thinking about in the future having a conference down in Florida. And, you know, I will most likely, God willing, go down there and do a workshop. So today, I know there are some callers who have been holding even before I got on. I promise to get to you. I will get to my callers. You know, first come, first serve, obviously. But one of the things I wanted to do today, because I'm really about education, and that's really important. And I'm going to read some affirmations from this affirmation book. It's called Reflections in the Light. It's by Shakti Gwan or Gwain, depending on how I say Shakti Gwan. And oh, God, I've had this book, like, probably since the 90s, and quite honestly, it's falling apart. It really is. But it was funny because I opened up this, and I thought it was perfect for me today, considering I'm going to miss everybody, too. I just saw that in chat. Considering that, you know, next week will be my last week as a host. So it is trust the process of change. Real commitment makes no guarantee about a relationship form. It allows for the fact that form is constantly changing and that we can trust the process of change. It opens the door to true intimacy, created when people share deeply and honestly with one another. If two people stay together on this basis, they really want to be together. They continue to find an intensity of love and learning with each other as they change and grow. I am willing to trust the process of change. And I just want to say that this can be in love relationships or in any other kind of relationships. I mean, obviously, Jethro and I, you know, Jethro is the king of Psychics Gone Wild, have a really good relationship, good working relationship, but we're also friends. because there are other people in my position who could have left a lot nastier. And, you know, that's not right. And there's no reason to hold yourself back because you feel like something is calling you in another direction, because then that just causes, you know, fear and resentment and everything else. But if you do it in a loving and honest way, that's when the change works out well and beneficial for everyone. Okay, so I'm going to take, again, first come, first serve. So I'm going to take this caller right here. Hello, 323. Are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, and who am I speaking to, please?
Yvette.
Yvette, and how can I help you today? What is your question?
I'm sorry you're going to be leaving, but we're going to miss you.
Thank you. But I'll be, I promise I'll be back to guest with Jethro, so.
Okay. My question is, I have a job that's ending in January, and I wanted to know if my boss is going to give us a severance pay.
Let's, for some reason, I'm hearing the song Goodbye Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang? Gonna miss you, okay? I feel like, I know that's a weird song. I feel like he will give you something, okay? We'll give you something.
Yes.
Quite honestly, it's not as much as you would want, okay? But I am getting it is enough. It's really funny. I'm hearing this song that we used to sing in camp, Peanut Butter and Jelly, okay? I don't remember the lyrics, and I'm sure you don't want me to sing it on there, but it was a camp song. And what that means to me is your needs will be taken care of, okay? And they're laughing like God. They're saying you're going to eat more than just peanut butter and jelly. Okay, but
okay.
When I think about peanut butter and jelly, your basic needs will be taken care of. I do feel you moving with a new, they're calling it a company,
okay?
And it's weird because I'm hearing it as a powwow, and as soon as I said that, I heard the song We Are Family. So it feels like it's going to be a really nice environment,
okay?
Professional yet family-like. Right.
Okay.
And it just feels, it feels more money, and I want to say more opportunity. Okay. I'm also hearing the song On My Own. So what that means to me is you might want to think about doing some subcontracting work, something that you can do on your own to bring in income. And I'm just kidding. You're going to be taken care of. Not to worry. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Very cool. There was another one I wanted to read. And I love this date because it's my birthday, October 3rd, which just passed. And it's true passion brings us together. True passion brings us together, but fear often takes over shortly thereafter. The relationship may start to die almost as soon as it blooms. We panic, usually holding on even tighter. The initial experience of falling in love is so powerful. Sometimes we spend years trying to recreate it. Often it's only when we give up and let go of that the energy starts to flow again, and we can touch that same feeling. I let go and trust. God, that seems to be the theme today, is to let go and to trust. I like to say sometimes passion, I call it la-la land, and it feels so wonderful. And then, you know, it starts to change. Everything changes. You can't be in la-la land forever, okay? Because that's kind of like, that's like the fake passion, the fake love that gets you together so, you know, humans continue to survive, all right? But after a while, it's really when the true love comes in. And when things change, we do start to panic. You know, I hear it all the time. Does he still love me? And, you know, when you let go and let God, things get better. Okay. So, again, I don't know if people, thank you, InnerVisions. I'm looking at the chat. I don't know if people are just hanging up or they're getting kicked out of the queue, but I'm not doing it, okay? You never know with blog talk. Okay. Area code 985. Are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Sorry to hear that you're leaving. I've listened to your show, but I've never been, you know, a caller on the show, just a listener. So We'll miss you. Lots of good readings, lots of good insights. So,
thank you.
By the way, happy birthday. I see happy birthday up here in the chat
thank
room.
You.
So happy birthday, yeah. Even if it's belated. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all
my name
October.
Is Serena.
Hi, Serena.
Okay.
And,
hi.
And how
yes.
can I help you?
Well, I have a romantic question, and it involves a gentleman who really lives sort of far away from me. I'm just going to give you the first two letters in his first name, V-I, so that he can maintain some privacy in case somebody, you never know who's listening.
Not a problem.
I just want to know, where that's going. He seems to have a lot of emotion, and then he kind of pulls away. I'm not sure he's afraid or something else is going on there. And, a little bit of unsureness. Yeah.
Right. Okay. First of all, I want to say 978 is still there. Okay. And as far as VI, quite honestly, I don't know how else to say it. He's kind of content with the way things are. Because now they're showing, and that just before, I was about to say safety net, and I saw one of those nets that you use to capture a fish, okay? So he's very comfortable where he's at. You know, they're showing me him eating cake.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I'm hearing an echo. It's so weird when that happens. And what that means to me is that he's comfortable with the way the relationship is. He doesn't have to get real close. I am getting that he does love you. He does have feelings for you, okay? But because it's such a distance, he just doesn't see it going anywhere.
Okay.
And, and the truth is I don't see him leaving where his area.
Okay.
Okay, and I don't know how to say it. I don't see you moving to his area.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't see that. You two are kind of, all right, and this is not to be offensive, but what I'm seeing is older dog, okay? And what that means to me is the saying, you can't teach an old dog a new trick.
Okay.
You two are very comfortable where you're at in life. You're comfortable in your area. He's comfortable in his area. You know, he's happy with the way things are, and he doesn't seem, I'm hearing the song, Don't Rock the Boat, Baby. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I really hate to say this.
No, I'm okay with that because I was worried he wanted more than that, and I'm quite comfortable with what's going on.
I'm
not sure I want to change my position. I'm not ready for that, no.
Okay.
So, have a lot of feelings and connection with this man, so I just want to keep it as is, and maybe down the road it might develop into something else. You never know with these things. So.
Again, I'm just feeling that he's content.
At the moment, he's content. Yeah. Because oftentimes these things can develop into something else. It depends on how much you exchange or share with people, and then they say, oh, my God, I really want to be with this person, or I don't. So,
I just quite honestly, I feel somebody else who is closer to you that would work out better.
Yeah, there is right now at the moment. There is someone closer to me. But I think that's kind of dwindling or is going to dwindle. I just don't feel the same energy
this feels like somebody where the energy is the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I hope that helps.
Oh, thank you. That was very helpful. Thank you. Thank you, Pamela.
Yes, thank you.
And
okay.
I'm going to stay
right.
on. I'm going to listen to the rest of the show.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Great. I'll put you back in the queue. And thanks for listening to the rest of the show. Not everybody does listen to the rest of the show. That's so funny. For those of you who are just joining, next week will be my last week as host on Psychics Gone Wild. Jethro and I are on good terms, I'm making that very clear. I even put that on the Facebook page because I don't, it has nothing to do with Jethro and I. It has that I'm being pushed in a different direction. For now, I'm still doing readings, but I feel the need to teach. I'm a teacher. I'm a writer, you know, and I'm also a psychic. The Love Channel show, which is on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, is more of an educational show because, quite honestly, I can give you the message, but you people need to do the work, and that's where a lot of people don't want to do it. You know, if you want your life to become better, it's like a constant. They're showing me somebody lifting weights, so you constantly have to work at it. Okay, just to let you know. And you know, I'm feeling the need. You know, I always tell everybody to trust their intuition, go with the flow, go with the change. You know, it took me a long time to make this decision. Okay, it was not an easy decision, but you know, I had to let go and let God. Okay, we've had one caller. She's been waiting for a half an hour, so she is next. Hello, 978, are you there?
Hi, I am Pamela. Thanks for taking my question here. I have a relationship question. There's a gentleman I have been talking to for some time. We had our first date on over the weekend. And the problem is, you know, he said to me, and I already told him the reason why I broke up with the last guy is we were together for years, and he said he doesn't want to be married. Well, this guy said he never wants to be married again. And I just wanted to know if, his name is Joseph, if you saw us going anywhere or not.
Okay, and I just want to make sure, what is your name? Because you didn't tell me that.
Oh, Kathleen.
Kathleen, okay. All right. First of all, when you even started talking about him, I heard the song We've Only Just Begun, okay? He doesn't know you well enough. He does not want marriage, okay? I'm not seeing this. You know how some people will be like, I don't want children, and the woman thinks, oh, well, once we're married, and then, you know, the husband still doesn't. I don't see that as this. I see him opening up, but I am seeing a turtle. I don't feel like he is fast to commit. He likes to take his time. He's kind of laid back. He doesn't feel like he has to rush. The other thing I'm getting is his family. And people around him, he's seen some really bad marriages, okay? Again, I'm just getting his environment, and that's what scares him, okay? And again, I'm hearing the song, Slow Ride, Take It Easy, okay? So basically, I mean, I'm getting to continue to see him for a while, if you choose, and quite honestly, I don't know how else to say it, I feel like he's a nice guy, but I feel like he has other issues besides this that you're not going to be too thrilled about. Okay?
Well, his wife just passed away.
Oh, well, that could be a big, big thing, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, so, yeah. I just see this as a learning experience. And they're just saying to, you know, all right, before I could even say anything, I saw a bunch of baskets. Which means to me, keep your options open. Continue to date. Continue to get to know him. But quite honestly, I feel like he really doesn't know how to date. He's just learning.
Yeah, okay? So you don't really see that it would go anywhere.
I'm seeing that it would go very slowly. And again, the other issues, which you just told me were, which it was, would get on your nerves. So I am getting that you should, you know, keep your options open. And, okay, this is what I'm seeing is like a man holding on to a lot of baggage, and then he drops the baggage. And what that meant to me is that there's another man who has less baggage than he does. Do you understand? Now I'm hearing Luther Vandross singing Searching, Searching. You just have to continue keeping open to it and allowing the love to come in.
Because we had words we had some words, and I don't know if that's going to get resolved today, tonight, whatever. He's on a, he's changing jobs, so right now he's in Pennsylvania and I'm in Massachusetts, but I didn't know if that would get resolved tonight, what where we if we plan on seeing each other or not.
Yeah, honestly, I'm seeing a timeout, so it doesn't feel like it's going to get resolved tonight. But
it won't.
Anyhow, I need to. I have other callers.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
so
thank you, and good luck to you.
Okay. Thank you. Next week will be my last week. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye bye.
You're welcome. Bye bye. Okay, people, next week will be my last week. I know what I forgot to mention. Tomorrow I'm starting a class for singles. It's called Empowering Singles. And, it's basically giving you the tools to look at yourself, to see if there's any changes you need to make in your life. Manifestation toolbox, what you're looking for and kind of what you do with it once you have it. That's just a really brief synopsis of it. But my website is PamelaCUMMINS.com, and you can check that out. Okay, let me see. Oh, this is so neat. I just grabbed a page because this book is falling apart. Shakti Gwan's, what is it called? Reflections of the Light? Reflections in the Light. And what I got was the law of attraction, which many of us know, okay? But many of us, we know it, but actually to put it, to do it every day in a positive manner is not always easy, okay? The law of attraction. Energy of a certain quality or vibration tends to attract energy of a similar quality and vibration. Thoughts and feelings have their own magnetic energy, which attracts energy of a similar nature. We can see this principle at work. For instance, when we accidentally run into someone we've just been thinking of, or happen to pick up a book which contains the perfect information we need at the moment, I am attracting everything I need. And I think this is really important for people to see. The other thing that I thought of as I was reading this, if you want, somebody who's very loving, who's very kind, who wants to commit and be at the same place that you are, okay, you need to be at the same place. If you want somebody who's honest, you need to be honest, okay? And again, if you feel like you're never going to pay the bills, I just don't have enough money, guess what's going to happen? If you say, okay, God, I trust you somehow, thank you for bringing in the money, and money comes from unexpected places. Okay, so onward to the next caller. Hello, 561, are you there?
Hi, Pamela. This is Linda. How are you?
Good, good, Linda. And how can I help you today?
I had a job interview last week. It was for a retail store, and I just wanted to see if you think I'm making a call back and an offer for this job or something else might be coming through.
I honestly feel like something else is coming through. Okay? Something, I don't know why, but I heard something more reliable, whatever that means. Okay?
Maybe 4 hours.
Maybe that's what they mean, because when that would make sense, because you want something that's going to give you enough money. So that would be more reliable. Yeah, I just feel like something better is coming. Something better. Is there a mall by you? In the mall. Is there a mall by you?
Right across the street.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, yeah. I'm just feeling, honestly, I'm just getting to walk in and just walk around. Okay? Because, they're saying soon, very soon. Quite honestly, it feels like, it feels like latest November, and that feels like the beginning. Okay? And I'm hearing, I'm hearing a witch crackle, I can't even say that, and I'm seeing Frankenstein and stuff, so that might mean, Halloween time, okay? But, yeah, it does, that's so funny that it's in the mall. I would definitely, look around. And
I did apply to a store in the mall. I applied online yesterday to a little novelty store in the mall, and it would only be seasonal, though.
Okay, but still, I'm feeling something that has more hours. Okay.
Yeah.
And okay. And what they're saying is part-time to full-time. And I got a vision of myself. It's so weird when I see myself. Many years ago at this retail store I used to work at, and I can say the name Salmon Brothers because they've been gone for a long time. And I actually worked from like part-time as a cashier, and I worked my way up to assistant bookkeeper. Okay. So I feel like something that's, again, it's going to be reliable. It's going to be steady. All right. So believe and you shall receive is what I'm getting.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Okay. Bye. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Oh, okay. Good. I thought I lost. I'm going to take another caller and then read something else because this person's been holding for quite a while. 317. Hello, 317. Are you there?
Hi, Pamela. Thanks for taking my call. This is Jamie. Okay.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi. I just wanted to see, since you're the love person, if you see any love coming in my life.
Okay. For some reason, I heard fall, baby. It feels like late fall, okay? It feels like, I want to say it's like, they're so funny. They're saying smoozing. It feels like kind of like in a social atmosphere, and you're just kind of, you're very comfortable. It doesn't feel like you're looking for love, okay? Because I heard the song Looking for Love, but in this social situation, you just feel very comfortable and very at ease. I'm not sure if it's social or if it's business, okay? But it is, and again, this could be symbolic, but I'm seeing you like in a long sleeve turtleneck, okay? And it has like fall colors, but it's also cold, so that could be like November, December-ish, okay?
Okay.
But yeah, it just feels like it feels like there's. I love this song, Mary J. Blige, "Real Love." It feels like real love. Okay.
Ooh.
So yeah, yeah. So they're saying be patient. I know. Believe me, I was single for a long time. I know how frustrating it can be in the dating world.
Yes.
But they're saying believe and you shall receive. And you know what? Just focus on your own life. Again, it feels like. You know, and I know many years ago I had that happen where, you know, I was invited by a client to bring a friend of the opposite sex to like a singles party, and I went in there and I went with the, and I looked around and quite honestly, and this is very judgmental, I'm like, oh, all these guys look like a bunch of geeks. What a bunch of dorks. Okay, well, I'm not going to meet. Now, that was my thought. I'm not going to meet anybody. So look at all that great food because it was a potluck. I said I might as well, you know, eat the food and enjoy myself. And I started getting some food, and I was approached by this man, and we ended up dating for like 6 months. He wasn't the right one, but I learned a lot from him, and we had a lot of fun, okay? And that's,
wow.
And that's the kind of atmosphere where I'm seeing you at, except it's, you know, it's obviously in a different setting, but it feels very comfortable. So if you go in with that kind of attitude with, you know, everything, it's just going to happen. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, perfect. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Cool. Yeah, that is so true. When we, you know what, when you believe that you're going to receive it and you're not looking, you know, Diane Garris, the woman whose song I played at the beginning, she has this wonderful book on manifestation, and she talks about how, like, you know, we do the law of attraction and how we're like, okay, I'll use a man. I want a man in my life. I want a man in my life, and I'm going to write down all the qualities and stuff, right? And then we act like we're letting it go. But basically what we're doing is like we have, at first, we have this balloon on a string that's attached to our finger. So we're like, yeah, yeah, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go, right? And then so we cut off the, we cut the string off, and we let the balloon rise up. But what we do instead of, you know, okay, I'm going to trust you, God, I'm just going to live my life, what we do is we go chasing around. Well, maybe if I go to this party, this is the one. Or maybe this guy who emailed me from this single site, maybe he's the one. Oh, look at all these qualities. Instead of just letting it go, living in the moment, and trusting that it's going to be right. I remember listening to this lecture by Marianne Williams, and one of the things she said was, you don't have to attract anything. You know, you don't have to search for love. Just by being love, it comes to you. And I thought that was pretty awesome. So let's see. I'm going to grab another one. And which one, guys, do you want me? Okay, I think this is important because this kind of goes where, you know, what I said, how I love to teach. Everyone is a channel for the universe. As you focus on the channel and each person you're with, you will see that every exchange you have with them is the universe talking to you. As you acknowledge your own true power and that of others, the light will grow. You will begin to see the light and the gift in every situation. Feel and acknowledge this for the entire day today with everyone you meet. Today, I see the gifts I receive from every person I meet. You know, and quite honestly, sometimes the gifts are, oh, I don't want to be like that person. Or sometimes it's like, yeah, I want to be like that person. Or sometimes it's, you know, I need to be really patient right now with this person. Or sometimes I need to be compassionate with this person. So that's pretty cool. All right, I'm going to take another caller. And again, I go to the first come, first serve. So hello, 713, are you there?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
And I was wondering if you could give me a general reading. I've been feeling like something exciting is going to happen soon, and I just wanted to see if you can pick up on that.
Okay, because it really is just one question, so let's focus on that.
Okay.
I'm laughing because of a song that I got, okay? And, you know, I'm 51, so I tend to get older songs. And this is a childhood song, but something tells me that I'm into something good, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, so that's just validating that something's going to come, all right? I am hearing the OJ singing Money, 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 all right? Uh-huh. But it's, okay, this is really cool. Like the money goes up in the air, all right, and then it expands into a fan, all right? And what that means to me is it's not just money. It just feels like every aspect of, you know, your life. And I'm hearing, I think it's Natalie Cole sing, I got love on my mind, okay? It feels like that, but I'm also hearing work and work. I want to say every area of your life is getting better, and I saw a woman cleaning the window, like in circular motion, it's all foggy, and then you're cleaning it.
I just cleaned all the windows to my house because I want clarity. And,
right, and
I literally just did that.
Okay, and it's funny because I also heard this song, I Can See Clearly Now, The Rain Is Gone. So it feels like in all areas of your life. So, you know, again, I'm hearing the car wash lyric, work and work, okay? So just continue to do that. It is coming, and trust that feeling that you have inside, okay? They're funny. I'm hearing something that they say in 12-step program, you know, it works if you work it. So, you know, work those spiritual principles. Work the law of attraction because good things are coming to you, okay? Very good things. Okay?
Very good. Thank you so much.
Yes. You're welcome. And I just have one more thing that they are adding. You just meditate is what I'm getting, okay?
Okay.
So if you're
I do.
Already
I meditate
doing,
every day. I do.
Great.
So great. Thank you so much. Happy belated birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You know, it's funny. There are so many Libras who I'm friends on Facebook. It is amazing. Today, in fact, there were like four of my friends were born in October. I'm like amazed. There are so many people. All right, I'm getting guided to read another one. Okay. Oh, this is cool. I love this Reflection in the Light by Shakti Gwan. I really highly recommend going out and getting it. And if you don't know who she is, she was very popular in the 90s, creative visualization, okay? Those you love will be positively affected. As we learn to fulfill our own needs, we are often afraid that our families and friends will suffer. However, the opposite is true. Just as a pebble thrown in a pond sends out ripples, those you love will be positively affected and supported as you grow and evolve. They will change as you change, even if they live far away from you, since all relationships are telepathic. Your growth and transformation will be reflected in others. As I grow, everyone grows. And I'm really touched by this because, you know, next week will be my last Tuesday here because I'm growing, I'm being pushed in another direction. And believe me, I kicked and screamed for a while. But I just need to trust that everybody else will grow too. Everybody else, hopefully, you know, will, as I like to say, work on their own stuff. Don't expect, like a psychic, we can guide you along the way, but you got to do the work. We can't make your life better because I have, you know, especially when I worked like some of the psychic lines, I call them minimum wage for psychics, and people would call, and it was like they almost expected my reading to make their life better. No, I'm going to tell you what I get. You need to make your life better. Okay. So, again, first come, first serve. 949 has been waiting quite a long time. That's area code 949. Hello, 949.
Hi.
Are you there? Hi.
Hi.
And who am I speaking to? Hi.
Hi, this is Selena. I just wanted to find out if, you know, if you see anything financially, money-wise, coming my way. And I'm looking for a part-time job in the afternoon. I have one in the mornings, but I don't have an afternoon one, and I'm kind of looking for something to fill that.
Yeah, and you will, okay? And it's really funny, the image I'm getting is like I'm seeing a fishing pole, and it's like bringing down money, like it's got like a bill, and it goes down close to you, and you try and grab it, and you miss it, and then you go, and you try and grab it, and you miss it. And then I'm seeing, and it was weird, because then I saw like a cat, and you know how a cat will stalk, you know, a toy and prey, especially those ones that you have the handle and it's on a string, okay? And I see you and the cat. You get the bill and the cat gets the prey. So, yes, it will be part-time. It actually feels like something you could do from your home, okay? That's what it feels
okay.
like. Okay, so, you know, I almost want to say like a startup or something. Okay, something you can do from your home, all right? And it feels like busy work. Quite honestly, it doesn't. I'm sorry?
No, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. It felt like, again, you know, busy work, something that keeps you occupied. I'm sure it's not this, but like I saw it kind of like stuffing envelopes. That doesn't necessarily mean that's what it is. But it feels, how can I say it? It doesn't feel like you're like, passion, your dream. It feels more like busy work that gives you some extra money. Okay? And my guys,
and
with
so
that, there's
money coming my way this week?
I'm sorry?
You see money coming my way this week?
I'm getting slowly but surely, and they're being blunt, the guides, you know. Don't look for money. Look for, you know, ask and look for the opportunities that will bring you in money. Okay? Focus on that.
Right.
Right.
If you don't mind, I do have something to tell you. Like, I've been going through some financial struggles, and one day I was low on funds, didn't have the money, and I just didn't know what I was going to do. But I had like $15 on me. That was it. I mean, that's all I had in the bank. And I just remember going, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Like the whole weekend, I didn't know I was going to make it. And what happened was I was at the gas station. I gave the $15 to the guy to fill my tank. I was like, well, you know, that's going to have to last the whole weekend. But I didn't know how I was going to do it because I have to go a little bit of a distance to pick up my son on the weekend to and from. And sometimes it takes 2 to 3 hours. So I was like, okay, I don't know how I'm going to make it, but I'm going to do it. So I went to the pump to pump up the gas and stuff. And so I was on my cell phone talking as I was filling up the tank, you know, with the $15. And I looked at the tank, at the amount, and it was all the way full, like $30 full. My whole
wow.
tank filled up. Didn't even know. I mean, for some reason, for whatever reason it was, my tank was filled. I mean, and I felt like spiritually that was like a blessing for me that day because I didn't know how I was going to make it for that weekend.
Yeah. So God, you know, God is taking God is taking care of you. I can tell you, you know, tons of stories like that when I just, you know, started doing this business and, you know, waiting for clients to call me. And I could have been dead for a week. And I'm like, and it's a week before my rent or maybe even a few days. And I'm like, oh, my God, how am I going to do it? And then I get slammed busy. Yeah, so again, you know, just trust that it's going to be there because it will, okay?
Right, thank you.
You're welcome, you're welcome. I'm going to put you back in the queue and thank you for listening.
Thanks.
Okay, now I'm going to take, okay, this caller has been holding for quite some time, so I'll take another caller and then I'll do another little meditation thingy. If it works. Hello, 808, are you there?
Hello, namaste. I just want to say happy birthday and thank you for calling and taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
And, I was just wondering if you had anything you saw in my love sector.
Okay.
Anything.
And what is your first name?
My first name is Ku'ulelani.
Okay, I'm not going to try, you know,
you can call me Leilani.
Leilani, okay. I'm so bad at pronunciation in English, you know, and then so what I'm getting is, you know, is like the number three. So that's either like 3 days, 3 weeks, or 3 months, okay? The other thing I'm hearing is changes, okay? It's an old song. And I feel like this love is going to bring good changes in your life, good changes, all right? For some reason, they're saying you need to have self-confidence in everything, all right? And at times, fake it until you can make the change, you know? Sometimes you have to act confident. All right, this is what they're giving me, all right? It's like you're seeing like a Doberman pincher, they skim, okay? And you're seeing them, but you can't let the Doberman pincher know that you're feeling a little insecure or fearful at the moment. You have to act as if. And that's what I'm getting. And I'm not getting just with love. I just feel other areas of your life. I don't know why this is coming up. I just feel like it's something that is important for you. I'm also getting that the more comfortable and self-confident you feel inside yourself, it's like a magnet. And now with that, I'm hearing Janet Jackson with like a morph, like a flame. It's going to bring in somebody a lot quicker. Okay? The other thing I'm getting is by Michael Jackson, You Are Not Alone. You are not alone, okay? That's really important. You will have love in your life. I'm hearing the song Settle Down, Raise a Family. So it does feel like if you're looking to get married and have children, okay, I'm seeing like a small child on your lap. I can't say if it's yours or his.
I have
but I'm okay, well, that's what I'm seeing. But it feels like a family, okay, a family unit. And there is, you know, there is a father there. Okay, and it's not the children's father. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a marriage situation.
Yeah.
Okay?
Deserving the family.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But it feels nice. But again, it's that, you know, and I'm not saying, oh, you're so insecure. I'm not feeling that. It's more like a confidence, you know, inner confidence that you need to have. And, you know, I don't care how confident you are. I've been working on myself since 1989. I still get insecurity. I'm human, okay?
Yeah.
And at those times, you know, I have to act like, oh, I'm confident, okay? Oh, I can do this. And, you know, so that's what they want you to do. Okay, but someone's coming really soon. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you
for calling. Thank you very much. All right, aloha.
Okay. Cool. And we all need those that confidence. And wow, the other song I'm hearing is You Got to Have Friends. And I feel like that's not only human friends and not only animal friends. This feels like spiritual guidance friends. Know that they're always around you. Okay, guys, which one do you want me to do? All right, they're telling, oh, man, if you could, all right, if you could see this book, it's disgusting. All right, this is the one that's really coming out, December 17th. The world is my mirror. Notice the social, political, environmental issues around you that trigger the most emotional reaction in you. Ask how they reflect your personal issues, fears, beliefs, and patterns. Ask for the light of the universe to release and heal all the darkness of ignorance, fear, and limitation within you and in the world. Regularly visualize your life and the world as you would like them to be. Ask your inner guidance to let you know clearly if there is any specific actions you need to take towards your own or the world's healing. Then continue to trust and follow your intuition. The light of the universe is healing me and the world, which that is like absolutely beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Wow. You know, for some reason, Facebook always has like all these political things, either favoring Obama or against Obama, all this stuff against GMOs and all this stuff. And there are certain issues that I would really get into. And, you know, what came to me was I need to pray for these people. You know, there's only so much I can do. And the more I focus on that stuff and the negativity, like, you know, march for peace or, march against the war or march against that, I'm just putting energy towards it. When I march for peace, when I send love, okay, it's reflected not only from me but throughout the world. I'm going to see if I can get this last caller in who's been waiting for over 13 minutes.
Yeah,
hello,
we do that.
631, are you there?
Yes, hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and who am I speaking to, please?
This is Don.
Hi, Don, and
what
is your question for me? I'm doing good.
That's it. Yep. I have a question about...
Don?
I have a question about my current relationship. My fiancé are going through a very difficult time right now, and I just don't know if we're going to make it.
Okay, yeah, and, you know, I'm hearing that there are a lot of ups and downs. I'm seeing a seesaw, and there's a part of you that gets so angry that you won't want to just, like, you know, I'm frustrated that, you know, you jump off the seesaw, she lands hard, and you walk away. And with that, I'm hearing the song, "Oh, Won't You Stay," just a little bit longer. The Beatles are saying, we can work it out. You need to, like, go back to what brought you together, okay? I feel like there's too much focus on, like, the wedding in the future. You need to stay in the moment. I am getting that. It would be good if you could get, like, either a coach or some kind of spiritual guidance to help you through this issue, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting, quite honestly, not to throw in the towel. If you throw in the towel, okay, if you say, oh, forget it, that's it, I'm out of here, I don't know how else to say it, you know, you're going to meet someone, you know, a little bit in the future, a year, however long, who's going to represent those same issues that you're going through now. You know, your fiancé is in your life to grow through those troubles and issues that you have right now, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I've done some pretty stupid things, so I'm trying to, I'm, you know, kind of battling it out, and she's the one kind of walking away.
Okay, well, I saw it opposite, but the other thing I'm getting, okay, before I could even say it, I heard Billy Joe, honesty, it's such a lonely word, but mostly what I need from you. And I just feel like you really need to sit down and talk honestly with lots of communication and work this out, okay?
Right.
Because I do feel, you know, I'm seeing this thing, and in Reader's Digest, okay, used to be like the man's point of view, the woman's point of view, and then the therapist would be like, can this marriage be saved? And what I saw was this marriage can be saved.
Okay,
so I do feel like, I feel like it's worth salvaging, and you really just need to sit down and talk to her. The other thing I'm getting is you need to walk through your own fears, okay? It's funny, I'm hearing Janis Joplin, like a ball and chain. There's a part of you that's afraid marriage is like a ball and chain, okay? But what you don't understand is that with this, there actually is a lot of freedom. Okay? And they're also saying self-reflection. All right? So I hope that helps.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the one that really wants to get married. She's the one that's kind of, because I just have a really bad history, a bad past, so.
Okay. Well, again, I'm getting, you
yeah.
know, the honest communication that you two can work it out.
Okay.
It's
well,
worth-
thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks.
Okay, people, I want to remind you that next week will be my last week as host on Psychics Gone Wild. I'm sure that I will be a guest in the future, and I know Jethro will be a guest on my show, and possibly some of the other hosts will be guests too. And with that, I'm going to read a couple more affirmations. Let's see. Okay, this is so important. We are becoming more responsible. We are now learning to rely on and validate ourselves instead of abandoning the responsibility and depending on someone else to do it for us, because this dependency is a deep-seated pattern that has endured for centuries. It takes time to change it. The key is for us just to keep listening to, trusting in, and acting on our deepest feelings by loving and improving of ourselves as much as we can. I accept the responsibility of listening to and loving myself. You know, this, oh my God, this is like so important. I remember I did healing work for years, and some of it is like process-oriented body work, body-mind counseling, and the person was working on their stuff in a meditative situation, and they needed to walk through a certain whatever it was, all right? And they would say, Pamela, you do it for me. I don't want to do this. You do it. Like, I'm sorry, but I'm just the guide. You know, I'm the one who helps you towards your healing. You have to do the work, okay? That's so important. You have to do the work. You know, there are cases, of course, like, you know, I'm 5'2", you know, I'm petite. Now, I have trouble moving, like, you know, certain pieces of furniture. Yes, I have to have other people help me with that. But there are certain things that I can do for myself, just like there are certain things that you can do for yourself and to rely on yourself. If you're relying on somebody else for your happiness, guaranteed that they're going to fail you. Why? Because you're responsible for that. If you're relying on somebody to make your life, it's not going to work out. You have to make your life. Remember, people enhance your life. All right, let me see. Which one? Aha. Everyone gets what they truly want and need. A difficult situation in your primary intimate relationship can strengthen your ability to create harmonious and more satisfying relationships, although it can be frightening because of its potential for emotional explosiveness. Stay open to the possibility that if you are completely honest, things will work out so that everyone gets what they truly want and need. You might find, for instance, that an attraction to someone else does not lead you into bed with them, but into another form of relationship which enriches all concerned. When I am true to myself, everyone's needs are met. And I think that's kind of like what the show has been about today, is to be true to yourself, you know. And I want to thank Jan, you know, in the queue for sure. I love that. Thank you. Because it is. When you are honest and you are who you are, you know, things work out. I know that whenever I've left a job, or, you know, as I'm leaving Psychics Gone Wild, next week is my last week, I'm being true to myself, but I'm honest. Jethro and I had a really good, honest talk, and we always had. And, you know, we had conflicts in the past, and we worked them through because we talked about it. You know, there's no reason for F you and screw that. And, you know, sometimes you need to disagree agree to disagree. And, you know, luckily Jethro and I never had that. But my boyfriend and I had, you know, one of the things that we don't talk about is politics, you know, because we definitely disagree about that. But there's a lot of other things that we can agree upon. So that's so important. I just want to remind everyone that I have the show tonight, the Love Channel show. It's more about education. You're more than welcome to call up Marion Brownlee, but I am going to do a big, nice interview. She has the book Facing Demons, and her life was, oh, my God, incredible. I mean, what a childhood, you know, bad marriages, problems with her son, even blindness, and she, you know, it's like amazing the things. And, you know, she does a lot of healing work. So I hope you can listen to that. The phone number there is 646-478-0020. That's the Love Channel on Blog Talk Radio. You can find me at Pamela Cummins, CUMMINS.com. I have books and all kinds of stuff. So, again, thank you for listening. And I'm just going to lead you out with the song that I guess is now our theme anthem.
Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling.